Mission Network News 2-Minute Version for Saturday, October 16th, 2004, in 3, 2, 1. I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. Christians in India are expressing a growing concern about increasing attacks by radical Hindus. These attacks have been growing since the radical Hindu party known as the BJP lost power back in May. But these attacks are doing little to curb the spread of the gospel in this predominantly Hindu nation, so says Gospel for Asia's K.P. Yohanan.
We turn away thousands every year because we don't have the facility nor the means to take them and train them. And there are hundreds of places we can send missionaries if only we had people to pray and support us to get the job done. They are there and willing to go.
Meanwhile, believers in Bodrum, Turkey are praising God for his intervention in reopening their church. Under orders from the governor, police closed the church on September 24th, but just days later, the order was reversed. Church members were surprised, yet very thankful. The next closest church is over 3 hours away. Christians in Turkey face government restrictions, threats, and imprisonment. And a major training initiative is being planned to support church planting in East Africa. Global Missions Fellowship is calling it Africa Quest, and it focuses on Kenya, Ethiopia, Uganda, Rwanda, Tanzania, and Sudan. Mike Jorgensen says Africa Quest will get started next year, and they need support.
We'll have about 30 teams that go to these six East African countries next year. We're also looking for pastors and other missions leaders who would like to help with leadership training. We're praying that God would raise up churches that would like to partner with churches in East Africa for the next 3 to 5 years.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a copy of the book, The Jungle Pilot, from Mission Aviation Fellowship, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It's the gripping story of the life and witness of Nate Saint, martyred missionary pilot to Ecuador. You can also request a copy at our website at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.